Hello, it is Wednesday, July 22nd at 6:52 p.m. I know, I don't even want to open up my phone to check when I posted the last episode because it's going to distract me the moment I touch it. So I'm just going to say, yeah, I know, it's been a while. And I've recorded a couple of like episodes like here and there that I just haven't posted. I still am going to post them. I feel like for the few listeners I have who are subscribed and are locked in, appreciate you. I feel like it's unfair to be like, oh, she hasn't posted in fucking months. Oh, she posted. Oh, it's old shit. It's shit from fucking May, whatever day that it was. Like, I feel like that's really, really disrespectful. I don't know. So I will post it. But I'm going to, this is episode 9. Hello. I'm going to post it after I post this one because I just feel like that's fair. Anyway, you know what's funny? It's not even that it's funny. I think it's more so like, I was like, okay, you know what? I was vacuuming the stairs and vacuuming and cleaning the floor. And I was like, okay, after I take a shower, because I was sweating, I was bending down to like vacuum and I could smell my armpits. And I was like, okay. You need to hop your ass in that motherfucking shower when you're done. And I did. And it made me really relaxed. And I feel like all the things that I was like thinking in my brain to talk about, like while I was in the shower, I was like, okay, I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to talk about that. And now I'm just very relaxed and I feel clean and I feel less, you know, talkative. Oh my God. I love a good shower. I love to shower. Oh my goodness, stop using AI. Don't take our water because we need to live. We need it to live, obviously, but like genuinely, I love to shower and it's the best feeling in the world. Oh my God. When you go into a shower and you're sweaty and you're a little bit funky and like you get in that shower and you wash yourself from head to fucking toe. Well, I mean, you're supposed to wash yourself from head to toe. I don't know. Some of y'all... I know hygiene is cultural. I know that it, as they say, that it is cultural and you only know what you've been taught. And so I won't judgmentally admonish anybody for having poor hygiene, but at the same time, like, let's wash our feet and our legs, guys. You know, let's open up the booty cheeks. Oh my God, when I said feet and legs, I just saw the video of that woman on the cruise who was scratching her motherfucking fungus foot. Actually, I don't even know if it was fungus. She could have psoriasis. Could just be dry. We're talking about hygiene. She could have poor hygiene and she doesn't know to lotion her feet or to put on some fucking Aquaphor or Vaseline or whatever the fuck you can put on your feet, you know, after a shower. So maybe her skin's dry. Maybe she has a condition. Maybe she has that condition where, I don't know if it's itchy, but where your body makes like an excess of like keratin. And so people who have that condition, their hands, the palms of their hands and their feet will get, the bottoms of their feet will like, they have to like be shaved because they overgrow. Like, I don't know what her situation is, but I do fucking know, you dirty fucking funky ass bitch. I do know you don't use a motherfucking fork in a public place to scratch your fucking foot, you funky ass bitch. Oh my fucking God. I am so mad about that because I'm mad for two reasons. Because one, first of all, bitch, why are you even doing that? Second of all, everyone wants to have their fucking viral moment, and instead of getting up out of your fucking seat and grabbing someone and being like, yo, this bitch is trying to have her aerial moment with her fucking feet on this cruise, you want to record it and hee hee ha ha and post it on fucking social media to get your fucking views. Bitch, if you don't call the police, if you don't call the fucking Coast Guard, like, you need to call somebody immediately. Why the fuck am I watching it and you're like, oh my God, this bitch is so nasty? Bitch, you're the same. The bystander effect is real. You're the fucking same. Because why are you watching a person use a fork, a communal fork? Let me take a deep breath because I'm getting really upset. Like, I was joking around and laughing before, but like now, like, I genuinely am disgusted and I'm very angry and I kind of want to cry. Like, I'm being dead ass because, like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Why are we doing that? Why are we doing this? Who fucking raised you? why would you do that? And you know what bothers me the most? It's not even a hygiene thing. It's a entitlement. I don't give a fuck about anybody else in the world except for me. I walk through this world and I'm the only person that exists. And everything I put my fucking funky ass little hands on is mine to use and to do whatever. Fuck everybody else. People like that drive me absolutely crazy. And it's not even when you're like scratching your feet. It's when you stop in the middle. Oh God. You know what? One of the reasons why I was kind of holding back on the episodes is because I feel like, you know, sometimes I feel like a Debbie Downer and there's a lot of shit that I don't fucking talk about or bring up or mention. But at the same time, like, I'm like, oh, I'm so sad. Like, yeah, I bet you get sad sometimes. I bet you be crying. But I don't want to be negative. And so let me take a deep breath and not be fucking negative. Because what are we doing? Okay. What has happened in the world? A lot has happened in the world. Freaking Lindsey Graham has died. RIP to him and his ladybugs. Rest in piss, you motherfucker. Who else? Mitch McConnell has been dead. Like, I just feel like that octogenarian mutant ninja turtle is fucking... I don't think that he's... If he's still Earthside, he's barely Earthside. Okay? He's probably laying... pissing through a hole in his neck somewhere in a hospital. I don't fucking know. No shades people who've experienced life support in an ICU. Like, that's a very serious thing, but fuck that nigga. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm gonna take a deep breath. What have I been doing? What have I been up to? I have been learning Spanish. That's what I have been doing in my free time. Because I love learning languages and I love languages and I love other countries and cultures and foreign men. No, but deadass. Like, I genuinely love a good accent. But because my phone knows that I'm learning Spanish, it puts me in Latino business. I am right now, I'm on triple hamburger fucking TikTok because this man made a video and I don't know if he was being dead ass. I don't know if it's like, it's one of those things where I don't know if it was real or if he was just getting online to like talk shit, but he was complaining and talking about how he went on a first date with this woman and how she ordered a triple cheeseburger and he was like, I'm not a sugar daddy, da da da. Crazy. Anyway, I'm in that business. But that's also how I discover like new music artists, because there was a video of Tokisha and she was, I forgot what award show she was at, but she had on this Vivian Westwood like outfit dress and she had her fucking little titty out and everyone was like upset. Everyone was talking so much shit about her, like saying, oh, her titty's long, da 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 da. And she's like, fuck y'all, I love her. Ever since then, I've been a Tokisha fan. She stays on my playlist. I love her music. But and she's like really adorable. Like, damn girl, you like fat bitches or what? Very beautiful young woman. We're the same age, probably. She's in her 30s, I think. And well, we're young. She's a young woman. I'm a young woman. Maybe to some people I'm not, but I guess. But to some people I am. I love when you're talking to somebody who's like old, like older. I'm not gonna say old. Someone who's older. And like, you're like, oh yeah, I'm 34. And they're like, oh my God, you're just a baby. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Yes, I'm still young and hot. Absolutely. Well, I shouldn't say that. Well, yes, I should say that because I am still young and hot. Yes. But I shouldn't say young and hot in the context of being like a baby. Like, that's just, those are two separate expressions that I put together and that I just feel like I need to clarify. But anyway, and then I've gotten in the business where people were talking about her and how she doesn't represent them as Dominicans and how she's not the, it's like, I was like, oh my goodness, like, please. What a wild way to let everybody who hears you know that you're not a bad bitch. What a crazy, crazy way to let everybody around you know that you are not that bitch. That's crazy. Or like, I was seeing videos of people that were talking about Homegirl and Bad Bunny getting back together, Gabriella, and they were like, oh, why would she? They were just talking. And granted, I don't believe in spinning the block. I don't. I absolutely, if I've known you in the past, I don't want to know you in the future. Absolutely not. Especially because a lot of the people that I was fucking around with, like, I was incredibly mentally ill during that time in my life. So if you spin the block, I'm like, oh, that's a scheme that Todd set up, because why are you coming around here? Like, are you trying to provoke me? Like, what's going on? What are we doing? So, but you know what? I'm not mad at her, because if a man wrote Baile Inolvidable about me, are you kidding me? Yeah. I'm getting the band back together. Absolutely. Absolutely. Though, I'm going to be honest, Pitoro de Coco was enough to get some coochie out of me. I'm sorry. It was. It was enough to get coochie out of me. I don't know. Maybe I just like hearing a man suffer. Oh, my goodness. Jesus. I'm just kidding. I don't like hearing men suffer. Pitoro con toto. I literally opened my phone and it was a thing for this woman who had, this English woman, and she had terminal cancer. And while she was on hospice, her partner of 33 years and her got married. And while I guess it's like a sweet thing, at the same time, I'm like, I am not a big believer in marriage and kids. I'm not. Like, would I like to get married? Yes. Do I want to have kids? Fuck no. But I just feel like that's not something that you have to do. But I feel like if you're marrying somebody on their deathbed, means that their entire, that for 33 years, they probably wanted to get married to you. So what are we doing here? Actually, I take it back. Yeah, I like it when men suffer. Because what are we doing here? May she rest in peace. Because I feel like, I don't know if she passed away. It says they finally wed. Girl. You know, I don't. May she rest in peace. Speaking of, hold on. I shouldn't. Okay. Unprofessional. I was moving my mic as I was talking. Like, I know it's going to sound weird when I go back and I edit it. I'm probably going to cut that part out. But anyway, so speaking of not spinning the block, I hate, and I shouldn't say hate is a strong word, and I have strong feelings about it, but I really dislike. Okay. So I used to be, and I feel like I talk about it every episode, and I feel like I talk about it every episode because the way in which things permeated throughout my entire life, you know, just the way in which things permeated, and it was such a big part of my life, and it was such a major, it was most of my life, actually. So I was incredibly mentally ill for a very long time. And so during that time, I was very active. You know, I dated a lot. I did not slow down until I met my ex. Like, that was, but prior to that, oh yeah, when Benito said, que viva la putaria, I still feel that in my bones, because I was really doing that. And I had a good time, and I don't have anything negative to say about that time in my life. I can look at it fondly, but I was very mentally ill, and that led to me not making the best choices, engaging in really risky, dangerous behavior, you know, things that I would never do now. So when people from my past reach out to me, it sort of feels like, oh my God, I don't, oh God. Like, it just sort of feels like, What I can imagine it feeling like, people who were in active addiction for however long, you know, whether it be drugs or alcohol, but like people who were in active addiction and then get sober, and especially sober for a long time, and they either run into people or things come up in their mind, and it's just kind of like, oh my goodness, please, I'm not that person anymore. Like, don't, like, that's not. So for me, I'll have people that I dated or spoken to, you know, reach out to me. And one of the reasons, I mean, I changed my phone number because of my, okay. Because one of the things, the psychic told me was, you need to change your locks. And I don't live there anymore, so it's like not that big of a fucking deal. But when she told me to end my relationship, when she gave me the advice to make that I should decide to end my relationship, one of the things that she said to me was, you need to change your locks. And when my ex had reached back out to me, because I was so freaked out by what I had discovered and what I had found out, because I was so freaked out by it, when he had reached back out to me to try to like reconcile things, which is like, I'm not even going to get into it actually, because it's the past. So I'm not even going to. But so it made me very scared and very uncomfortable. And maybe it was a bit of an overreaction, you know, but given what I had experienced and what I was told, you know, and then what I was told by other people, it made sense to me. Like, oh, I need to get 3,000 miles away for a few months and I need to change my phone number. And so one of the bright sides of having changed my phone number is like, I don't have 15 years of dick reaching out to me like, hey, how are you? Hey, what's up? Oh, I should have treated you right when I had you. I should have bought you flowers. You know what I mean? Like, I should have. So this person had reached out to me and they reached out to me via DM. And I talked to this person for a little while and like we hung out, I think like once or twice, maybe once. I think we only hung out once. And I didn't really have any negative, like I don't have like negative feelings or memories. I didn't have any like negative feelings from in the past about that person. So like when he reached out to me, like I was, because usually like if somebody has done some weird shit to me or like if they, you know, if I have a bad taste in my mouth regarding that person, when they reach out to me, I'm fucking nasty. There's a couple of people that reach out to me periodically. You know, the first few times, like, I was really nice. But, like, after that, I was like, I'm going to fucking block you, actually. Like, you know, I'll block or, like, I'll just kind of be not very friendly, but very polite, not very nice. No, what? Oh, my God, I have to poop so bad. And I just took a shower. And I'm going to hold it. Like, I'm literally just going to hold it. And it could be tomorrow's problem because I'm going to cut this out probably. Maybe I won't. But I'm just going to hold it because, yeah, there you go. Go back up in there. That's not happening right now. I just took a shower. I literally just took a shower. So absolutely not. I would say TMI, but grow up. You know what I mean? Like, I'm getting so off track and I forgot what I was even saying because I'm trying to, because I had to, you know, command... command you. I had to command my bowels just now. But like, I hate when people are like, oh, that's disgusting. Or, oh, and like, obviously, like in polite conversation or around certain people, like you want to like approach the subject. But like, if you're here and you're listening, like, oh, let me be careful about how I say this, because it's like, my instincts are to say like, oh yeah, we're friends. But at the same time, like there could be a stalker right now, someone who's stalking me 5 years in the future who's listening to this and is like, she said we were friends, so I'm gonna show up at her house and I'm gonna mail her my pubic hair, you know, like I don't fucking know. But I hate when people act like normal bodily functions are so taboo and so disgusting. Like I can understand people who are like, oh, this bitch fucking farted in my car and that shit smelled like shit for 2 weeks, and you know what I mean? Or like when certain things, like there's certain situations, like yes, absolutely. But I hate how we as a species will like shame each other for like natural bodily things. The one thing that you'll get rocked around me for is vomiting. I'm sorry, I'm going so off track, but like vomiting, if you vomit, oh my goodness. That's why I hate flying, because people throw up on airplanes and I'm like, what are we doing? And then when there are people, and I know, okay, I have to say it and I'm sorry, because there's going to be a couple people that are going to get really offended by this, and I truly apologize. I have two things to say that are my FM people. I hate when people who know they get motion sickness, who when they go on rides or every time they fly and when they're in the car and they're not prepared for it. If you know every single time you fly, you throw up, why haven't you ordered Emesis bags off Amazon and fucking putting that shit in your carry-on? And actually, matter of fact, in your personal item that you stow under the seat. And then the moment that you buckle yourself in, that shit should be in your dominant hair the entire fucking time. If you know, there's nothing wrong with that. You can't help that. You literally cannot help it. And you got to travel. Like, I feel like it is technically might be a bit discrimination to say if you have motion sickness, you shouldn't fly. So I'm not going to say that. And I would never enforce that. And I would never agree. I would never agree with that. But what I do agree with is you fucking being prepared. And I was going to say, oh my God, I was literally going to say, it's kind of like when fucking kids don't come to school with a pencil, they don't have a pencil. But then I think like, well, why don't they have a pencil? Like, I just feel like I used to get mad about that as a kid. Like when people used to borrow pencils from me. Or like when students like didn't have a notebook or like didn't have, and I didn't even, now at 34, I'm like, oh, like what was going on at home that you didn't have a notebook or you didn't have a pencil or, you know, whatever. And now I feel bad that I felt that way as a child. But as a child, I was a child. I didn't fucking know. All I knew is that you didn't show up prepared on the day. So what are we doing today? That's how I feel. Like, why aren't, I guess that's, oh God, that's carrying into my adult life. Cause now I feel that way about emesis bags, but like literally you should be buying that. If you get car sick, if you get seasick, if you know your body, it's one thing if it comes up as a surprise, like, you know, things are human. You know, if you're sick, if you've eaten something, I know that it's horrible and embarrassing. I know, but I swear I will punch someone in the throat. I can't. It's my biggest fear. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm getting so off track, and I'll find my way back. I'll find my rhythm back. But I used to hate, right? I used to have such severe anxiety. Like, you know, when you get so anxious and you have such bad anxiety that your fingertips like tingle, like you get that, like it just feels like you've got freaking little vibrators in each fucking fingertip. Like you just feel so, it's just like this like zapping feeling because you're so anxious. And like, I used to get so anxious and so scared when I used to go to school because, kids used to throw up every morning on the bus. And like, as an adult now, I look back on it, and I go, okay, yeah, like their parents go, they say, mommy, my stomach hurts. Like I don't feel good. And then their mom's like, you better take this fucking Pepto and get dressed. I'm not missing work so that you can stay home. You can't be sick, which is so, I don't know. Anyway, I don't even remember what the fuck I was talking about. I don't like when people reach out to me from the past, because I was very mentally ill when our paths crossed. And so there's no reason why the Taylor I am today need to be in conversation. Okay. I can't even think of one fucking person that reached out to me that I would be like, oh my God, it's so great to hear from you. My nigga, I was sick. I was sick. You know, I don't want to prematurely, if preemptively is the right fucking word, but I don't want to prematurely jump down your throat and say some fuck shit to you because I don't know what your intention is. You could just be wanting to reach out to me, because I had somebody that I used to date reach out to me and apologize and say, you know, I wasn't ready for you. Yeah, nigga, I know that you weren't ready for me. No, but I had somebody reach out, you know, to apologize and to say, like, you know, wrong time. But they had no, they didn't have, they didn't have ulterior motives. Through rhythm, you can find anything. Okay, they didn't have ulterior motives when they reached out to me. It wasn't like, oh, let me reach out to see how this person is doing, and then I'm gonna show what I really want. But I don't even know why I brought that up. Yeah, you know, I brought it up. I brought it up because I had someone reach out to me and it really rubbed me the wrong way. And it rubbed me the wrong way for the obvious reasons. Like it always does. But it especially rubbed me the wrong way because it just felt like they felt entitled to me. And that, oh my God, I hate that shit. That shit really fucking irks me. I mean, and I told the story, but I'm cutting it. Because I feel like it wasn't very kind of me to discuss it in the level of detail that I did. But it was somebody from, you know, someone from my past who I guess was hoping to rekindle something that was never really kindling in the first place. You know what I mean? Like, and then I felt like my boundaries were being pushed, and I don't feel like they were being pushed. And I had to reiterate that multiple times. And I just feel like if I have to tell you no multiple times, you know what I mean? Like, that shit irritates me. If I tell you, hey, I don't give out my phone number, and you say, oh, okay, motherfucker, that doesn't mean ask me again. That doesn't go, oh, please, oh, can I have your phone number? I know you said no. If you know I said no, then why the fuck are you asking me again? If I told you that I'm uncomfortable with flirty conversation, why the... Okay, you know, let me calm down. If I've mentioned that I'm uncomfortable with flirty conversation, why are you, again, still trying to put moves on? You know what I mean? Like, that shit just irked me, and it just, the sense of... And the reason why I say that it feels like entitlement to me is because it's like you're feeling a certain way in your life. You're feeling, and your feelings are valid. You're going through something. You're experiencing something in your life. You go, oh my goodness, I don't like this about whatever it may be, right? That's not an invitation. I don't think it's ever an invitation to reach out to people from your past because of what you are going through in the present. And maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm being a cunt. I don't fucking know. But I just kind of feel like however you're feeling in your present life, I'm not the remedy for that. I'm not. I never will be. Don't want to be. Will never try to be. Okay. I'm not. And I think that's where I feel that sense of like that. Maybe it's where I'm getting that feeling of entitlement from, because it's just like you're feeling a certain type of way. And so it's like, oh, let me reach out to this person. And maybe I'm viewing it through a distorted, fucking, that lisp will get me every fucking time. Maybe I'm looking at it through a distorted lens, right? Through cognitive distortions and, you know, false beliefs and all that kind of stuff. So maybe I'm, I don't even know if I use those terms correctly, actually, now that I'm fucking saying that. Ignore me. I should be talking shit. No. But maybe I'm looking at it through... I'm looking at it through a bit of a distorted lens where I feel like every single person from the past is a demon out to get me. And I'm running through the streets. I need holy water. Somebody help me. Like, I'm just... Like, maybe that's me looking at the fact that every single person that I've ever dated or talked to or had some type of connection with has been, I don't want to say evil, because that's, you know, not every single one was evil. A lot of them fucking were, actually. What can I say? I have a type. But it's like that feeling of, oh, I feel a certain type of way, so I'm going to reach out to this person and hopes that they can relieve me of that. Maybe they'll want to date me. Maybe they'll want, it's like, I don't know. I think it's a feeling of entitled to me. And then also completely ignoring my existence as a human being outside of what you want me to be or what you hope I'll be. If that makes fucking sense, I don't know. Like how do I say it? That entitlement, I think, okay. I'm trying to pick my words carefully, so I'm going to edit out the pauses of the me thinking. But, well, the long ones, the ones that are a little bit too long, because I had a long one before. The reason why I feel the sense of this person feels entitled to me is, you're not even thinking about me and who I am as a person, where I may be, what I may be going through, how I may be feeling, where I may be in my life. You know, none of that. All you're thinking about is, to me, from my perspective, the way that I'm seeing it, and I could be seeing it completely and totally incorrectly. I could be seeing it through a lens of so many different things, right? But it's this not seeing, just not being, felt like I'm being seen as a complete person, and being, and feeling like I'm only being seen as a tool, and not as a person who has their own life and their own feelings and their own thoughts, and they're just I'm not being seen as an independent human being. It feels like I'm being seen as an extension of you in your past that you're trying to get to because you're not where you want to be, because in your present nor in your future, if that makes fucking sense. That's how it feels. And I could be wrong. I could be bullshitting, you know, but I think that's where I'm like, what the fuck? Like, leave me alone. And that's how I was already feeling. And then that with the combination of pushing multiple boundaries, it's like 2 + 2 = 4. And I hate math, bitch. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Oh God. I literally was like, why am I even telling the story? Because it happened to me, because it's my life. And it's one of those things where I get really fucking pissed off, because I know that we are all living our own lives. I know that we all have our own feelings, our own limiting beliefs, our own, you know, whatever it may be. But I really fucking hate when people act entitled to me. Oh, I hate it. I hate it so fucking much. I hate it because I don't fucking belong to you. I don't, you know, I don't know. I hate it. I don't know. Maybe I'm being fucking mean. Maybe I'm not being very nice. I don't know. But fuck it. I'm not always nice. I can be. I think I say all that to say, like, I don't spin the block. I don't believe in that. I hate when people reach out to me. I don't fucking like it. Anyway, I don't know where I was going with that. And I feel like I'm trying to be careful, and not being careful because I feel like I'm saying anything wrong, but it's like being careful because, like, just to protect people's feelings, you know? But anyway, I used to have a friend that would say they always come back, and they really fucking do. Like, they always do. And, like, there's obviously varying degrees of coming back, because some people genuinely come back to see if you're still fucking dumb. Like, is this bitch still dumb? Does she still have no self-respect? Like, is she gonna fucking take me? Is she gonna respond to me? And there's also people that come back to apologize, and then people that come back because you're just on their fucking mind, and they're like, oh God, what if? What if I punched you in the fucking neck, actually? Oh God, what if I did that? What if I did that? Oh Lord, I have to pee. Let me open my fucking notes, actually, because I do prep. Like, I will prepare and I will prep and I will think of things to talk about on these episodes. But then what happens is the mic comes on and I just start talking, and I completely and totally ignore my notes. But I mean, I know that I just went on like I don't know how long it was, but I did definitely go on like a man-hating saga. But my sister just got engaged, and I love that for her. Her future husband is so nice. He's very sweet, and they are very cute together. And congratulations. They met on a dating app, and a couple years ago, I don't know how many years ago it was, because I don't want to say the incorrect amount of years. Maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago they met. They're so cute. They're an adorable couple. I just find it so interesting. One of the things I find really interesting from like a like woo-woo like spiritual standpoint of how like some people will go onto a dating app and like they'll meet their future spouse, and like other people get chlamydia. Like, that's just so... You know, some of us get UTIs, but like, it's just so interesting and very funny. One of the last couple of readings that I had with a reader, and they were talking about like the romance department. And like, I said before, I kind of know the direction that I'm going. I mean, at least I hope that I'm interpreting the signs about the direction that where I'm going correctly. But, you know, one of the last readings I talked about, they were talking about how with the way that the world has kind of changed, that sort of changes the way that your spirit team and your angels bring the right person into your life. And so, you know, the internet's a big thing. They use like dating apps. And I was like, and I was trying to be really polite because I was like, you know, I mean, I've used the dating apps like in the past, but like every single crazy motherfucker, excluding my ex-fiance, like I met on a dating app. Like I don't, like to me, I'm just kind of like, you know, whatever. But I do want to keep my, I do want to keep that energy open. And I do, you know, whatever. But like, so like I am on Tinder. I've been on Tinder. And I fucking hate it as an intuitive. I hate it as a psychic, because if I can look at your photo and know exactly who the fuck you are, a lot of these niggas on these fucking, and that's a race neutral term, but a lot of these men on these fucking dating apps are psychopaths. Like genuinely, like, oh my fucking God, the amount of times as I'm scrolling and I'm looking at these pictures and I'm looking at them in their eyes and I'm reading their energy. And it's not even like a deep dive read. It's just a quick being able to look at a photo and be like, oh, let me stay away. If you know, and I know, okay, what I'm about to say, I am not trying to be dismissive. I know what the world is. I know how the world treats you if you're other. I know that there's so much that goes into it. It's a cultural thing. It's a religious thing. People don't want to lose the people in their lives because unfortunately the people that are in their lives have hate in their hearts. I get that. Like I know that there's so much to it. I'm completely aware. But why the fuck, if you know that you're gay, why are you on Tinder swiping for women? And like I say that as someone who can read the energy of a photo, and I look at these people and I'm like, it's not even like you're confused, or not even like you're bisexual. Like you genuinely know that you are gay, but you are choosing to waste a woman's time. And I know that there's so much that goes with it. I absolutely know that. Whenever I'm swiping, I'm like, oh my goodness, what are we doing? Let's be who we are. Let's exist. Let's be who we are. Let's be honest with who we are. Because there's so many people who, I mean, I guess it's easier said than done. It's easier said than done because I'm not a man. I don't know what it is to exist in the patriarchy. I know what it's like to be I don't want to say a victim of the patriarchy, but I know what it's like to be on the other end of it. And I don't know what it's like to deal with what comes with being a man in society. I don't know what it's like to be a part of a religious family that will, to love a religious family and to fear being disowned. I will never know what that's like. So, and I was never raised to be homophobic. I was never raised to believe that there's anything wrong with loving the person that you love, regardless of their gender or gender expression or whatever. That was never anything that I was taught. I was never taught hate. So I don't know what it is to feel so deeply ashamed of who I am that I operate and move in a way that's dishonest and harms other people because I'm so focused on... That reminds me of Half Man, which I'll get into because Richard Gadd. Oh my God. Excellent TV. And before I get sidetracked, when I first put on Half Man and I'm watching it and I get like 3 minutes in and like I watch Baby Reindeer, and don't get me wrong, like I've had intercourse with fairly a few Jack Skellington variants. And so I thought Richard Gadd was very attractive in Baby Reindeer, and I'm watching I'm giggling because I'm thinking about him shirtless and fucking and Half Man, and I am watching it and I'm like, oh, I was like, oh wow, he looks really good, like, oh, he looks beefy and like, oh, he's very handsome. And then what happens about 3 minutes in, and I'm terrible. I go from being very intrigued, like thirsty, like, ooh, he looks very handsome, to being genuinely terrified because like scary, like what's happening. But like I know that there's so much that goes into existing, and I know how hard it is to embrace who you are in whatever way that is. Like if you're trying to embrace how you look, who you, just anything, like embracing who you are in this world is very hard and it's very difficult. But at the same fucking time, your denial doesn't have to come at the at the cost of someone else in their life. You know what I mean? Because she can find someone that loves her and genuinely loves her. So why are you wasting your goddamn fucking time? But anyway, and that's not something that just goes for men who are struggling with their sexuality. That goes from like for like anything. Like if you are a serial cheater and you know that you are not possible, like you can't be faithful, and for whatever reason and whatever that is, like why the fuck are you getting married? Why the fuck are you lying? And that's what I don't understand. Like, for me, it's just kind of like, you are who you are. Embrace who you are. If you can't keep your little pee-pee in your fucking pants, then let people know. Say, you know what? I love you. I care about you. But I'm going to let you know. Like, I can't. And if you want to stay, you can. But like, I don't want you to because I can't keep it in my pants. Like, I'm going to cheat on you left and right. And if you're willing to accept that, then I think that you need to go to therapy. Please seek the help that you need. But people are selfish. We're all selfish. You know what I mean? Like, we want what we want when we want it. Most of us. And, well, I don't want to say, oh, not me. I mean, I do want what I want when I want it, but not at the expense of other people. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand infidelity. I have never cheated on anybody, and I will never cheat on anybody, because I just don't think that infidelity is anything that needs to occur, if I'm being honest. But anyway, I say all that to say, being able to read people is very interesting. And I, even though I'm not a practicing medium, I don't do readings. I don't really connect as much as I should. And I know that I'm supposed to, and I don't be doing that just because I don't know. But one of the things that I will see, I have it in my profile, but mainly to like weed people out, because I know some people might see that and they go, okay, no. But what I've noticed, and I'm sure it works, but like what I've noticed is how the most psychopathic fucking, actually, you know what, I'm not gonna be fucking nice, because these people are disgusting, and I know exactly, because I can read the energy when they reach out to me. A lot of them will mention what I write, and they're trying to see if I know who they are. Like, it's like this weird fucking disgust. I mean, to me, maybe I shouldn't say it's disgusting. Maybe let me not be so fucking hard on these people, even though I find it repulsive. But I noticed that there's a particular type of person who will see that, and they will like send me like a super like with a message that will say, oh, can you read my energy? And it's always the craziest motherfuckers. It's always somebody who is doing people so fucking dirty and has so many just lies, and is just so dysfunctional in the way that they operate, very hurtful in the way that they operate, and they're trying to see if I know that they operate in that way, because they're so used to hiding. Where the, I don't know, maybe I'm adding my own meaning to it, but me, when I look at it, I go, you are so used to lying, manipulating, and betraying people. You see that I wrote psychic medium in my bio, and you're trying to see if I could see that you lie and manipulate and betray people. You're trying to see if I know about the things that you've done, and I do. And I may not know all the fucking details, not every single time, but I know enough to stay the fuck away from you. And I'm not, and even though my ego gets like a little bit of like a, like, oh, I'm gonna, yeah, I'll message them back and say, this is what I fucking see about you. Or like, sometimes I'll see people that I know are married, or I know that they're behaving in certain fucking ways, and I want to match with them just to say some fucking fuck shit. But at the same fucking time, men are scary. I know how much you can find out about a person by simply seeing the outside of their window. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much that you can just figure out just from a photo, from anything. So it's like, I don't want to antagonize a weirdo on an app, but sometimes they'll reach out to me and I'm like, what are we doing here? Like, you know that I know that you know what I mean? Like, I know who you are, and you know that I know who you are, and you're trying to see if I know, but I'm not going to fucking say to you, yeah, I fucking know, because I also know what you're capable of. Anyway, God, like, sometimes I feel like that little clip from The Simpsons where he's like, I'm so hungry, I could eat at Arby's. Yeah, bitch, like, I'm so fucking hungry, I could eat at Arby's. Which, actually, I don't think I've ever eaten at Arby's, so I can't say that the food is disgusting. But, you know, for someone who used to be such a fucking man eater, it is really giving GLP-1. It truly, truly is giving GLP-1. Oh my God. But sometimes I'll reminisce about those days, about the past. Like, I was in the grocery store the other day, and Maps by Maroon 5 was playing, and I was laughing to myself because I wonder if he's still alive. My old friend used to call him Father Time because he was like this, he was this older man that I would go on dates with. And gorgeous man. Like when I, every time I see Gavin Newsom, I think about him because he legitimately looked like a combination of like Ted Danson and like Gavin Newsom. He was very gorgeous, very handsome, very tall, and his skin was very tight. Like, oh, we never slept together, and I regret that. I look back at that and I'm like, I should have. But at the same time, I don't know what kind of motherfucker that man was. Looking back on it, maybe that was divine fucking protection that I kept this little hellcat in the carport. You know what I mean? Oh my goodness. But, and as a 34-year-old, I'm looking back on it and I'm like, sir, what the fuck were you doing with me? I mean, I know what you were trying to do. But the reason why Maps by Maroon 5 reminds me of him, because I remember one time we had like met up after I got off work, and I got in his car, and we were driving through Topanga Canyon, like just driving all around, and he oh my god, not me showing his age. He was older than me, much older than me, like, you know. But oh god, gorgeous. And we were driving through Topanga Canyon, and Maps kept playing because I don't know if it was I don't know if it was a new car or if it was like he just didn't know how to turn off the repeat, like so the song every hill, oh god, it's so fucking funny. So the song just kept playing and replaying and playing and playing and playing. We were probably in the car for like, I don't even know how fucking long. We were in the car for a long time, just like talking, and he was driving to the canyon, and oh my fucking god, and the song just kept fucking playing and playing and playing, and he could not figure out. Oh god, Father Time, could not figure out how to turn off the repeat. This is how I know his ass was old and I had no business being there. Oh my god. But he could not figure out how to turn off the music, how to turn off the repeat. So while the entire time we were in the car, Maps by Maroon 5 was just playing over and over and over again. Like I literally know all the words, not all the words, but like if I'm listening to it, like I know the words because of that. And I, every time I hear it, I think of it and I wonder if that man is even still alive or if he's okay, you know, cause he could still be alive and just be like old as fuck and like going through it. Oh my goodness. Oh, gorgeous. I do wonder if he's still alive. And I feel like if he is, I haven't spoken to him since before I changed my phone number. So that was like 5 years ago. So, because every once in a while, like he would reach out to me just to see how I was and just like check in on me. Like a, you know, oh God. But I changed my phone number. So I feel like he's either still texting my old number or he could be fucking dead. I don't know. Oh God. But you know what? I was being negative when I was referring to being able to read people from like their photos. Like it's not all bad. It's really not all bad sometimes, because sometimes I look at somebody and I know, I know what you be doing, and not like in a bad way, but like, I know that you're good at what you do. And I'm like, ooh, I was watching, I'm not going to say who it was because this person is married. And they are in the public eye. And I don't want to, it's one of those things where I recognize and acknowledge the double standards, because if a man said what I'm about to say, jail, but I'm a woman, so I'm going to say it. I was watching this man's, I don't know if it's, is it Lad Bible or LAD Bible? I feel like it's like, it gives very much UK, so it might be Lad Bible. But they do this thing where they compare the snacks of like, oh, if like, whatever country you're from, or like, let's compare the snacks and like which snack wins. And so this person was comparing, I don't even want to say what the other country was, but he was comparing snacks from England to snacks from another European country. And he, as he was eating it, I was like, damn, like you eat coochie like that? He does. Like legitimately, as I was watching it, I was like, congratulations to his wife, and or sorry to his wife, because he may not be, let me not even go say any more details. But like I've said many times before, like I don't practice. So like I'll just get like little pings here and there. But he was eating snacks and I was like, oh, like you eat pussy. Like you are, like you devour it actually. Oh my goodness. Ooh, speaking of, you know that Colin Farrell video that was leaked? And it's so inappropriate and it's violating, honestly, for that to happen. And then, so I want to speak about it respectfully. But like, sir, I like the way you act when no one's watching.
Mami, yo te la volto.
Oh my God, that reminds me of currently right now, what's his name, homeboy? Marcelo Hernandez did Hot Ones and I guess he ate like a really spicy wing and he put sugar, I think it was sugar, on his hand and then he licked it off. And everyone's talking, the girls are talking all about it. And when I watched that video, I said, oh, I recognize that behavior, sir. Respectfully, I recognize it. But anyway, let me be respectful. As I was saying, sometimes it's this feeling of I'm so hungry, I could eat at Arby's, abso-fucking-lutely, because I look at men from a distance, but I don't speak to, I'm like, I'm not even gonna say like I'm an incel because I don't hate men. I mean, I actually, it's not involuntary. It's completely voluntary. I have chosen to, I don't want to say I've closed up shop, but I've closed up shop. And because I don't actively like speak to men or like I'm not actively dating, but like I have eyes. But one of the things that I love to do is watch Russian chiropractor videos. Oh my goodness. There is this person that I'm subscribed to on YouTube. And I'm not going to say who this person is because I don't want anybody to look to see what I'm talking about and then judge my choices. I jokingly say that I'm so hungry that I could eat at Arby's, but like I will be watching an ASMR video and the barber will be fine as hell. Like the barber will be so handsome and I'm like, oh my goodness, what am I even doing here? I'm trying to relax, but I can't relax. I'm looking at something I can't have. What is this feeling that I feel?
Knowing damn well.
Gorgeous. No. But genuinely, like I'll watch an ASMR video and the barber will be fine as fucking hell. Like they're where I get my Russian chiropractor videos. He went to the Serbian barber and like he's like this like Serbian Victorian vampire barber. Like why was I ready to show neck? Come hither, Count Razorblade. Though honestly and all to make it serious, like he's probably racist. God, I was watching the video and I was like, oh, he's so cute. He's probably fucking racist, actually. Like, let me continue my scroll. But there's this one guy who I used to subscribe to his content, but I have since unsubscribed because if you're like a YouTube watcher, people will like, they're like thumbnail. I guess now like the new thing is to like make a certain kind. I mean, I guess maybe it's not the new thing. Maybe it's the thing that I've only recently noticed. And just because you've recently noticed something doesn't mean it's new. It just means that you're only now paying attention. So what I've noticed is people will do like little thumbnails and some people will use AI. Some people will use like there's someone that I subscribe to and like they're a marijuana girly. And like I'll see how she'll like make her eyes like super red. Like this guy was getting I call him a little French freak. And the reason why I call him that. I call him that because I intuitively picked up on what he'd be doing when he'd be traveling. But he had posted, this little French freak had posted this video of him. I don't know if he was in Tanzania. He was somewhere. And the woman that was cutting his hair, very gorgeous, very beautiful, wasn't wearing a bra. Gorgeous boobs. Like, I'm not even gonna, like, gorgeous. I'm sure she's gorgeous from head to toe. And you know what he fucking did? That freak, that little French freak, you know what he did? He highlighted her nipples. That is so creepy to me. That is so disgusting and so violating. Like, so I had to unsubscribe because it genuinely pissed me off. Because when I clicked on the video, I was like, I mean, granted, okay, I did click on the video because I saw her nipples. But it's different when it's a naturally occurring phenomenon. When it's a naturally occurring phenomenon, it's fine. Because sometimes it does get cold. And if you have nice, perky little titties, and you're braless, like your nipples are going to poke out, like sure. But when I watched the video and I saw how he had genuinely edited the thumbnail to make her nipples poke out more, I was like, you're a sick, twisted French freak, actually. Like, what are we doing? And it pissed me off too, because he's actually like really cute. Oh God. Like earlier I was talking about Jack Skellington variants. Like I've definitely have dated and slept with his people that look like he, that could be his brothers and or cousins and or the same exact person. So, you know, me being looking at him like, oh, he's cute. That shit pissed me off actually. So I unsubscribed, but he had posted a video of him in Turkey getting a massage. It's like really elderly man. Oh God. Okay. Maybe this episode does show how hungry I am, because when I watched that video of that old ass Turkish barber, I was like, oh, that nigga is fine. Actually, like I can tell, like I could just tell. And he looked like he was probably like 90 years old. Would I have? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. If I was in a bar and that Turkish man came up to me and was like, let me buy you a drink. Yeah, he would have gone. Yeah, I would have given him some coochie. Pitorro con todo. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I was watching this video and they showed a picture of him. In the video, they showed a picture of him when he was like, when he first, like on his barber's license. And I was like, see, I know Ball. Because I could tell from looking at him now at 85 years old. That he was fine as fuck when he was 35. Gorgeous. Anyway, let me stop because I feel like... Oh my goodness. It's been about an hour and 13 minutes and it's probably going to be cut down because I'm going to... One of the things that I... When I edit, like I talk about editing, but like one of the things that I edit is like breathing noises, mouth noises, sometimes I say and overshare too much because I feel really comfortable. It's like we're hanging out and we're talking and I'm like, oh, you know, I feel like every time I work, you know how like when you go with your friends, I'm saying this because I just went out with my friend, a friend last week, and we went to this Indian restaurant and we were drinking martinis and we were just like laughing and talking. And like when you're laughing and talking, we're having a conversation that probably shouldn't have been had out in public, but we were like one and a half martinis in, like laughing, talking, eating Indian food. Great time. Love her down. I feel like whenever I record, it's very much that same energy of like when you're talking to like a close friend and you're talking about crazy fucking shit that you probably wouldn't want, you know, thousands or millions of people to know. So whenever I'm recording, I get lost in the sauce a bit and I will say things that are a bit of an overshare, and then I have to cut them out when my shame comes creeping in. As I'm editing, but as I'm talking freely, there is no shame. Oh my goodness. There's no direction. As soon as I feel like I'm like, oh, I should have a segment and I should, no, bitch, fuck it. We're hanging out. Do you want to hang out or not? Are you spending the night? Are we going to have a sleepover? Are you spending the night or not? Like, are we hanging out? Because that's what we're doing. We're hanging out. So I'm going to say some shit. The conversation might pick up and start whatever, but are you down to clown? Okay. There's a fly in my bedroom, I think. Hold on. What I'm about to say is going to sound like I need to have an IV of antipsychotics right now. And there's nothing wrong with having to take antipsychotics. Like, take your pills, girl. But I shouldn't have even said that. Sorry, my apologies. I feel really bad because I hate when people say things that affect other people without thinking. Because imagine, like, I hate when people make HIV jokes. I hate when people make jokes about stuff like that, because it's like, imagine you are dealing with something so heavy, something so stigmatized. I'm about to cry. Okay, I made myself cry over a thought. Anyway, but imagine you're dealing with something so heavy and so fucking stigmatized that you carry it like a fucking 80-pound fucking weight, literally crushing your heart. You have to carry that shit with you and it hurts and it's heavy and there's so many questions and fears and anxiety, no matter what it is, no matter what the situation is. And you hear some fucking bitch on a fucking podcast making a joke about fucking AIDS or making a joke about cancer or making a joke about something that really about freaking hypohidrosis or freaking what's that hydrodent, I can't fucking pronounce it, and I'm not going to look it up, because if I look it up, I'm going to get distracted, and I'm already freaking, I've taken so many fucking wrong turns. I want to say Hidradenitis suppurativa, I don't know how to fucking pronounce it, HS, where people get those like boils, and like their, in their groins, in their armpits. I've seen some people get it in their neck, mostly like in the folds of your, like of their bodies, and it's painful and it can smell, and it's just like, it's a lot. And it's a lot of anxiety that people carry. It's pain, it's discomfort, it's shame, right? And like, imagine having that condition and then someone's fucking making a joke or saying it's disgusting. It's like, you know, like everybody around us carries so much. So I always want to be mindful about the way that I say things, and I'm human and I might make mistakes, and I might think that I might even not think of something or a situation, and it's never, never intentional. But anyway, what I was going to say is a fly flew into the house, happens, like it could have been in the garage, it could have been, you know, could have flew in through the front door, it could have been through any way of coming inside. I saw it when I was in the laundry room. I think it came in through the garage because I saw it in the laundry room. I recognized the, this is gonna sound so fucking, oh my god, okay. I always recognize the insects. Like I even though a lot of insects look the same, like I can just tell that it's the same one. It's, I don't know if it's something that I notice because I pay attention to details a lot. And that's not like me saying like, oh, I'm just so detail oriented. Like I'm actually suffering and very tired because I see every single fucking thing and I am exhausted. So I don't know if it's like that, if it's like a hyper vigilant like type thing, or if it's like a spiritual like woo-woo thing again. So what I was trying to say before I went on that whole fucking, when I went on that whole fucking thing, was I saw a fly come in. I looked at the fly to see like what kind, something came in, flew in. I want to see what it was. I was like, oh, it's a fly. I see the fly. It followed me into the house. And now I'm in my bedroom and the same exact fucking fly is sitting in my window right fucking now. And it could just be, maybe the fly liked my energy, you know, maybe the word got out amongst the insect community about the fact that I'd be talking to them. I don't know, but not like full conversation. I just acknowledge their existence. I acknowledge that they probably have a level and a capability of understanding that we as human beings think that they don't have. You know, I speak to every living creature like it's a person. Like they have the ability to understand. I think that's also, it's a very woo-woo thing. But also like, I feel like they do. I feel like everything that's alive understands a lot more than we think that they do. Like I think that everything feels. So anyway, but I recognize that fucking fly, and it could just be, you know, but at the same fucking time, I go, what does that mean spiritually? And especially, oh my God, I'm not even going to get into it too. Actually, no, I am going to get into it because it's the reality of the life that I live. And I am not holding on to shame about my beliefs and the things that I do and the things that I practice. I, you know, be calling my power back. And I try to release energy, and I try to release people, you know, and try to do like energetic work on myself. And so I find it, I don't believe in fucking coincidences. Well, sometimes they happen, but like I do find it a bit of a coincidence because we never have flies in the house. It's not a thing. Like, you know, I think that something that people say is like people send negative energy towards you. Oh my goodness, you guys, I got distracted because I was thinking about it and then I went to Google and then I started reading. People, it's like energy trying to get in. See, I was just talking about cleansing my fucking energy. I knew it. I see. I was onto something. Anyway, so what was I even talking about? I just had to take a pause for a second because I realized, I was like, okay, what the fuck was I even talking about? Like, that's the problem. Like, that's the problem. This is the main issue with doing a podcast by yourself, is that you just, like, I just fucking talk. I talk, I let things just come out of my mouth, and I don't even remember what the fuck I was even talking about and why I would bring anything what I was saying up. Okay, let me take a deep breath and think, because I don't want to go back, because I know that I was talking for a really long fucking time about bullshit. It's not bullshit, we're hanging out. But like, fuck. Maybe I will end on this, but maybe not at the same time. because I do need to eat something. So I had wrote in my notes on, what day was this? On July 9th, 2026 at 11:37 p.m. I'm going to read exactly what I wrote. And it says, have you ever found a journal entry or a note you made when you were in a good place and you're like, wow, what a blessing. I can't believe I'm here now. And then other times it's like, oh, okay, I'm not going to exactly read what I wrote because I wrote my thoughts and my thoughts really aren't conducive to polite conversation. But it's like, you know, when you, I had cleaned my room and I had found like little notes I had made or little things that I was like talking about. And sometimes like you'll journal or you'll write or you'll take a picture of yourself or you'll do something when you're at your lowest and when you're feeling really sad and you're feeling hurt and you're feeling despondent and you're feeling like all these fucking things. Sometimes you'll go back and you'll read it and you're like, oh my God, what a blessing. I can't believe that I'm here right now, that I feel great right now. I'm so happy to be here right now in the now because I was so sad before. I was so hurt before. I can't believe it. But then there are other times. There are other times where you'll read something. I know this happened to me recently where I read something and I was like, oh, I was feeling this exact way 3 years ago. And I was hoping, I lost my voice. Wow. I'm talking so much fucking shit. That's why. And like, I was reading it and I'm like, oh my God, 3 years ago, I feel the exact same way I fucking feel right fucking now. I'm going to kill myself actually, but I can't, I won't, I'm not going to at all because I know. Oh my goodness. And that is what I feel like. I feel like I was feeling the same exact way. I was the same exact way 3 years ago and I haven't killed myself. Like, all right, cool. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Though earlier, as I had said, I was talking about how reading, I talk about every episode, I'm going to mention this, get used to it. But one of the biggest gifts / like curse that I received during all of this, during the spiritual awakening and during like the changes and the things that I've gone through has been the loss of suicidal ideation. Like, honestly, I lost it. And it's like, but I'll still have like incredibly strong urges where it's like an explosion of energy, you know, like the emotions will just follow me like funk on a summer day. Oh my goodness. I'll just get so overwhelmed by it all, you know? And there were times in the past where I would get really overwhelmed by it all. And I would just think like, okay, like I'm actually just gonna kill myself. Like, that's cool. Like you can't fucking breathe because the pain, the emotional pain that you're experiencing is trigger warning. The emotional pain that you're experiencing is so motherfucking deep. Like you can't fucking breathe. All you can do is lay on the floor and cry. Okay, like the next time you feel like this, like you're gonna kill yourself actually. Like that's what we'll do. That's the plan. Like that's how we deal with our emotions. Like we're actually gonna just do that. But since the spiritual awakening and the understanding of too much but not enough at the same fucking time is like the best way to describe it. I can't do that. And I feel like it's one of those things where I feel like when people go, oh, I'll just join the military. Like, oh, I'll just kill myself. Like, I don't know where I'm going to go with my life. Like, I'll just kill myself. Like, I'll just do that. Like, and I shouldn't be saying it and I shouldn't be laughing. This is actually very serious, but like the only way, I shouldn't say the only way, one of my preferred ways, my voice is going in and out. I apologize. One of my preferred ways, my favorite ways to cope is to, when I commit suicide. So, and I can't even fucking do that. So it's like, you motherfuckers, you motherfuckers have gotten me this far. Not far enough because I'm still sad. But I know things happen when they're supposed to. And I also know that delays aren't delays in a negative way. Delays are divine timing because things happen when they're supposed to happen. Things happen in the way that they need to happen. Revelations are made when you can handle it. You know what I mean? Like I know all of that. So I'm not going to get too negative when I talk about it. But my voice is going in and out. And earlier when I woke up this morning, I had like post nasal drip. And I know whenever it rains, whenever the barometric pressure gets like a little bit high, I know that if I don't take like a nasal spray, if I don't do some Flonase, like I'll have a really bad like sinus pressure and sinus headaches. Like I have I have a cyst in my sinuses on my right sinus cavity. Anyway, I forgot what I was saying.
My brain started to segue.
And I'm sure if I were to go back and listen, I remember, but I'm not going back to listen. I'm sorry. That's where, I don't know what the point that I was trying to make was. But back to what I was originally saying was how even though being spiritual and having awakenings has changed my life and brought me so much beauty into my life, it has robbed me of the joy. I shouldn't even say the joy, but the peace of this ideation of like, oh, like, okay, my life sucks and I hate myself and I don't know what the fuck to do and I'm angry and I'm upset and I'm depressed and all the things that you feel when you feel that sensation, that loathing, and you go, oh, I'm just gonna kill myself. It's taken that for me actually, because I know that what you are trying to avoid will find you again later in the lifetimes until you overcome it. So it's like, am I gonna climb this mountain or am I gonna fucking cry? I'll do both actually. I'll cry and climb. But it's just kind of like, fuck. I feel like I was just thinking to myself, I was like, why did I even say that? But you know what? Genuinely, I feel like sometimes, I don't know. I don't care about how I'm perceived because I don't give a fuck about other people's opinions. I do care, genuinely. Like, there are times where I do care, but there are other times where I know not to care because if you don't even fucking like yourself, like, I don't care about what you have to say about me and how I move. But anyway, so I feel like sometimes I come off either really negative, like I'm like depressed and oh my god, these things have happened to me, I'm sad and da, 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 all that, or I come off very like nothing matters, woo-woo, very woo-woo, but like genuinely, or everything's great because I'm so everything da, 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 I've experienced da, da, all the bullshit, right, that I spew sometimes. It's not bullshit, but like I shouldn't say bullshit. Let me choose my words more carefully. I'll say all the things that I will freely express, at times can come off like I am, I don't know, maybe that I'm a little very woo-woo, and that I'm appreciative, and I am very appreciative, don't get me wrong, but sometimes I am pissed off because I would love to be able to be really upset and be like, oh, I'm gonna kill myself, and feel like, okay, I'm gonna kill myself, and then that feeling of calm that washes over you when you say to yourself, okay, yeah, actually I'm gonna kill myself, I no longer have that, which I guess is a good thing because we should all write it out technically, I guess, though I will never judge. I hate when people say that people who kill themselves are selfish. Like, it's not selfish, because the reality of it is, okay, to me, the only time that suicide is selfish is if you were caught doing some fuck shit. Like, if you're a fucking pedophile or a raper or whatever, and you've done some fuck shit, and to avoid accountability, you've killed yourself, that is selfish. But if people who are experiencing deep emotional trauma, pain, all of these things, and then they can't handle it anymore, it's too much for them, and then they kill themselves, it's not selfish at all, because you don't, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like people who say that don't know what it is to feel like really depressed and feel suicidal, and to know how it feels to carry that emotional, that like really big emotional weight. But anyway, I just chugged a whole bottle of water. I'm gonna cut up my burp because that was unsavory. But I know that they say that you're not supposed to like chug water because chugging water can disrupt, I guess, like you're the ass. I don't know if I believe that actually, because people get online and just say anything. Anyway, actually, I'm gonna stop recording. Maybe I'll come back, because I do have half a joint that I smoked last night waiting for me. I do have that. So maybe when I'm outside smoking a joint, I will do a little bit of an insert on my phone. But thank you. Thank you for listening. I genuinely appreciate it. I love and appreciate every single one of you that listens, and I see my analytics and I see how I'm worldwide, and I genuinely appreciate it, even though it's, you know, I know it's probably like only one person in each country, but thank you so much for listening. And if I come back and I insert with me on my front porch, then I do. But if I don't, I don't know. Thank you for listening, I guess.